morning, good morning, good morning. You are on with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.
The mid-morning show for those late risers.
That's right, that's right.
So, we are
excited to be here this morning.
Even with traffic.
Oh my goodness, so traffic.
I don't know, as we were having our conversation on the way here, we felt like we were in the Matrix this morning.
So, how do you all do it? How do you drive every morning in that traffic on 695? I don't get it.
It was
an experience
getting here today. But you know what? It was probably more of an experience. I hear that there is crazy weather up and down the coast. Snow.
Oh my gosh. Let's just talk about Buffalo.
What happened in Buffalo?
Buffalo has, if I'm not mistaken, like 5 feet of snow they got.
Wait a minute.
5 feet.
Hold on, let me look that up.
We need to like spread some sunshine here. We need to like blast some sunshine. Yes.
They need some
Partners in Shine.
In Buffalo.
Yes.
We need to go up there. So as we were talking about it, how tall are you?
I'm 5'5", 5'5".
So over five feet.
I can't imagine.
Snow.
5 feet of snow. Woo, like dredging through. I couldn't even make it through. I had to hold my breath,
that would
as you
be awful.
Said.
Awful. Just awful.
Couldn't so, make it. Wow.
I would pull you through, though. I would pull you through.
I know you
I
would.
Back,
I know you always do. Thank you so much. Thank you. So I always say, today we want to talk about being protected. Are you protected?
Are you protected? That is the question.
And we talked about identity theft protection last week.
And some horror stories, actually.
Oh, gosh. Big horror stories. So we only touched a little bit on that.
Right. Because we had the gentleman caller whose son filed taxes after someone else filed taxes using his Social Security number.
That's right. That's right.
So,
that
which is bad
awful.
Enough. Right?
Yes, yes.
So they're fighting with the IRS, and we know that Uncle Sam is a big monster to fight with, isn't it?
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Yes,
we
he
all
is.
Know that, don't we, listeners? Don't we?
Mm-hmm. And if you don't know, that's good. You don't want to know.
Yes,
right?
But share that story that you read even about, because we had a caller call in, and then you had a story on that, Leonette, didn't you?
I did, actually. I did. There was actually a young man who was about 18, mm-hmm. and he died in a car accident.
Wow.
And, you know, him and one of his friends were out, and I guess excessive speed was an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got into an accident, and both of the young men passed.
Wow.
However, later, his parents went to file his taxes to, you know, of course, get, you know, his affairs in order.
Sure.
And they got something back from the IRS saying that taxes had already been filed under this Social Security number for significantly more than this young man made. So he made $10 an hour.
Sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
However, the taxes that had been filed were filed for upwards of six-figure income.
Wow.
And so they had to literally go through and fight. And the thing that stood out the most was that the mother said it was like reliving the death over and over again.
Someone ran away with this money, and mommy is sitting there, dealing with it.
So you have to prove
it.
That
dealing
the child
with that.
Is dead.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Right. So, horror story.
Awful.
However, that's bad enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there were a couple of other ones that we saw about people stealing your identity, and one of them was being falsely branded as a pedophile.
Oh my gosh, I remember that.
Yes.
Listeners, listen to this one.
This will make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. So,
yes, yes, and yes again.
So one particularly notorious identity theft story involves one Simon Bunce, an Englishman who subsequently lost his six-figure job and became alienated from friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
This all happened because his credit card was used to purchase and download child pornography. Bunce, an avid online shopper, claims to only have dealt with large real retailers and secure sites. Nevertheless, he was swept up as part of a massive UK anti-predator police offensive called Operation One. He was arrested on charges of processing, downloading, and intending to distribute indecent images of children. His home and work computers were confiscated, along with a range of storage devices and media. As you may already have gathered, though, Bunce was innocent of these crimes. Investigators later determined that his credit card details had been entered into a computer in Indonesia, and that he had actually been using the card at South London restaurant at almost exactly the same time.
Wow.
His credit card details had been taken from one of the many popular online shopping sites he frequently, most likely as a result of a data breach. Although the situation was eventually resolved, Bunce said that damage had been done. Mm-hmm. Being arrested and accused of what is probably one of the worst crimes known to man, losing my job, having my reputation run through the mud, it's living a nightmare, he told the BBC in 2008. So, as we are coming up on the holiday season and we are doing our Black Friday shopping and
That's
our Christmas
right.
shopping, and we want to make sure we secure ourselves at all times, because this could be you. And to include the breaches that we've had recently with Home Depot,
That's
Target,
right.
the banking system.
That's right. Target, the banking systems. Big, the large banking
exactly.
system.
Uh-huh. So thousands and thousands of people's information.
Tens of thousands.
So can you imagine being branded a pedophile?
Whew, not at all. Especially if it wasn't you. You know, think about that.
Think about that. Being ostracized from your family and your
and
work.
And sitting in jail and having to deal with that. Think about that. I mean, you're in jail. And you have to deal with that. Mm-hmm. 90 days.
So I always say, when I dealt with identity theft, that the criminals went and bought a whole bunch of stuff and left me with the bill.
Right.
But can you imagine them going out and committing a crime and leaving you to have to deal with the repercussions?
Right. Not at all. Especially if you're not able to freely go, like get up in the morning and go and deal with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So to go out, yeah, and research and deal with what at the time that you choose to go and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Think about that. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, identity theft is so real. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Exactly.
And what's so interesting, we had a caller on the last show that was on hold, and he wasn't able to voice his comment because the show was ending at 11. And when I gave him a call, he basically had a comment, and it was a great, great comment. I asked him to, you know, remember to call back. Hopefully he will call back and voice his. He had an excellent comment. And just in talking to him, he sounded so, you know, on top of things,
mm-hmm.
but you know, in the conversation, I was really, it surprised me to learn that he wasn't protected. I said, exactly. He, I mean, we had this great conversation. He had this awesome, awesome comment to share with our listeners and with us. And I'm like, you're so right, sir. You're so on top of the game. Exactly. And I said, of course, you know, when we were getting ready to end our conversation, and I asked, you know, I said, you know, definitely keep listening. We appreciate your comment. And I was so sorry that he wasn't able to share it with the listeners. I asked him to please definitely call back. Hopefully you're listening out there, sir. You know who you are. But when I found out that he did not have his identity protected, and actually he was listening to another show. I think it was a TV talk show mm-hmm. that he was listening to where they were testing the identities, and the company that he was referring to was the one that when I spoke about that I had
mm-hmm.
Lost. And I said, yeah, that's exactly what we use.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I knew exactly what he was talking about.
Right.
And exactly, we need to be protected. And of course, you're protected by that. And he said, well, actually, ma'am, no, I'm not. So when I told him that, you know, that you need to be protected and you know, we have a way for you to do it at a discounted rate. And so we can get you started with that. And, you know, he told me he would do it when he was ready. So he knows where to go now.
Right.
But I was just kind of a little flabbergasted, I should say.
Taken aback.
Yeah, yeah. Because he was so intelligent about just, you know, with the knowledge. And he just
and
hadn't.
Necessity.
There
right,
you
the
go. The urgency and the necessity. Mm-hmm. And he just hadn't made the step for himself and his family. Mm-hmm. And that was what, you know, was like, wow, people know things. So it's not really about knowledge. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about the application of knowledge.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean, Leonette?
I do know.
The application of knowledge. That's what it's really about. Because a lot of people, like, we, you know, we're about education. Mm-hmm. So we share things, and a lot of people, that's what we say, people don't know. They just don't know. Mm-hmm. But there are some people out there that do know, and they say, you know, yeah, I'm going to get around to it. I'm going to mm-hmm. get around to it. And they just don't get around to doing things. And then you turn around and you look, and it's like, wow, you know, now it's happened to me.
Exactly.
And before you know it,
never
it's happened to you,
it.
And you didn't do it.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
You gotta stop and make the time
mm-hmm.
to take care of the things that you have to take care of.
Absolutely.
You know, and we need to give out a phone number.
We do,
so that people know how.
Yes. We actually have. For our local listeners, if you would like to call in and talk to Leonette and Monica, you can call
Partners in Shine.
Partners in Shine. You can call us at 410-481-1010. And for our listeners around the country,
all
around
across
the
country,
world.
Hopefully Buffalo's out there listening. You want to spread some sunshine there. Yes.
Yes. Our number is 1-877-704-1010. So we actually have a caller that we would like to go to.
Welcome, welcome.
Hello, good morning, Sheila. How are you today? Oh, fantastic, yeah. Fantastic, Sheila.
Thank you for doing this show.
You're welcome, Sheila.
We out here living in certain situations that, you know, just arrive and we don't know what to do. I live in an apartment development that we have to recertify every year to... you know, to be able to stay in apartments that we live in. And the year before last, I actually received the way that they go by completing our recertification. They send all our information to us by way of the maintenance man, and they stuff it in the door, making it where other people can get and this is our personal sensitive
mm-hmm.
information.
Mm-hmm.
And year before last, I received someone else's information. And I just read just enough to know that it wasn't mine.
Mm-hmm.
So I took it back over to the rental office. I let them know. The girl was so shocked. She was shocked. Then that next year came around. I asked her in a way of a letter, please do not send me my personal information. I'll come over to office and sign any papers that I have to sign to end the recertification. We have to go there like a couple of times. And she got angry with me.
Oh, my.
In the letter, I put in there that was, a violation against us because, you know, I think it's called PIPA, Personal Injury Protection Act.
Mm-hmm.
I put that in the letter, and I let her know, you know, that she shouldn't be doing this. And they said that they were doing it because they were trying to save money. It would cost them a lot of money if they put that information in the mail to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said something about people wouldn't come back and sign to complete the application. But I asked her in my letter, please, you know, and I told her about the me receiving someone's information, and she got angry. She actually didn't want to finish completing my lease.
Oh,
because
wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And that was last year. Actually, she completed my lease days after my anniversary date, and I knew that she was very angry then.
Sure.
Because normally we finish up before the anniversary date, and this year my recertification papers should have came out last week. I haven't received anything, so she may ask me to leave because I'm, you know, trying to protect my personal information.
Right.
And trying to keep it from other people getting it. Like, I got some... Huh?
Absolutely, Sheila, because right. just like you got someone's information, someone else could get your information.
Yes, but right? she got angry because I put it in paper. And, you know, a lot of times when you put things in writing, you can use that later on down the road if you have to go to court or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So she got angry about that because that's almost like telling on her, her incompetence, you know?
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Sheila.
Absolutely.
I just want to know, what can I do at this point? Is it anything I can do?
Well, you know what? You can actually give us a call at
1-866-610-9759. Yes, ma'am. Did you catch all of that?
Yeah, 1-8. Could you go over one more time?
Certainly, lady. It's 1-866-610-9759.
Yes.
And that's to all of our callers as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you for listening, Sheila.
And Sheila, just leave us a message and let us know if we're not able to answer, okay? We'll get back to you happily.
And so now we are going to commercial, and we will be back with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.
I'm taking my freedom, pulling it off the shelf, putting it on my chain.
Do you have less than perfect credit? Do you not have your identity protected? Do you have debt and have no idea how to pay it off? Do you not have your personal and financial information organized and easily available for loved ones to find when necessary? Do you not have a will, trust, and power of attorney, leaving your family totally unprotected? Do you just not have your personal and financial affairs in order? Should you? Join us, Leonette and Monica, Partners in Shine, on the Leonette and Monica Morning Show every Wednesday at 10 a.m. or call us at 1-866-610-9759. That's 1-866-610-9759. Or tweet us at hashtag Leonette Monica. That's LeonetteMonica. Or text LM Money to 76626. That's LM Money to 76626 to talk about these important matters.
What's up? This is Kevin Lyles, and I'm shouting out the WOLB family. You're now inside the Black Talk Radio, home of the Larry Young Morning Show, 1010 WOLB.
Hey, oh, hey, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking my freedom.
Welcome back to the Leonette and Monica Mid-Morning Show.
That's right, mid-morning.
Partner to Shine.
Always Partners in Shine.
For those late risers.
Always for the late risers.
And what is the goal of Leonette and Monica's morning show?
You know what our goal is. That's why we're Partners in Shine. Sunshine together. Our goal is to shine peace, love, harmony, light, and positivity on each and every one that we come in contact with. My sister.
There we go.
High five me.
High five.
Whoosh.
And for anyone who would love to talk to Leonette and Monica and have some shine on them, they can give us a call at, for our local listeners, 410-481-1010.
That's right.
And for our listeners across the country, online, on our apps, 1-877-704-1010.
That's right. Or they can call 1-866-610-9759. Or they can text LM Money to the number 76626. Again, that's LM Money to 76626.
Perfect.
And we have a website now.
What's our website?
LMMoney.com, girl. We're getting technical here.
Yes, we are.
Technology,
we're stepping it up.
LMMoney.com.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
We have some great things to talk about.
We do.
You protected, listeners?
Are you protected?
Are you protected?
Think about this. Currently, I'm going to ask a couple of questions, and I just want our listeners to ponder the answers to them. Okay?
Yes.
So currently, Do you have identity theft protection? Did you know that over 100 million people who do business with some of the largest banks and retailers recently had their credit and debit cards compromised?
Yes.
Do you know that those same institutions have your social security number?
Yes.
What makes you think the bad guys don't have that information as well?
Ooh.
Don't you need to be protected?
Need. That's the key word. Need.
Capital N, capital E, capital E, capital D, exclamation point.
Yes, we do need the protection, as we've been talking about. I know I do. BB&T, look, they called me and they sent me a new card. Amex, I've had a new card sent to me. Look, and I love now American Express. I'm going to just keep it real because they sent me a card with less than 24 hours. The other cards, I've had to have, and over the course of 2014, I've had to have five cards replaced because of identity theft fraud.
Isn't that
bananas?
Wait, I'm sorry. I don't know if the listeners heard my bottom lip hit the table.
Right. Five cards, listeners. Are there any of you out there that have had the same experience, or is it just Monica? Is it just Monica?
I don't think so.
Cards this entire year. Now that, I mean, I'm 49 years old, and I'm going to keep it real, okay? Because I'm coming up to, I'm almost 50. I'll be 50 next year, okay? 2015. So this is the first year I've ever had to have five cards replaced. Thank God that I have identity theft protection. I've had it for almost 5 years now.
And oh, by the way, the year's not over.
Exactly. Okay. It's not over yet. Good point. Uh-huh. Good point.
So the key word for 2014 is compromise.
Compromise.
Okay.
Compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And that's why I got so scared that one time, because one of the cards that was compromised, okay, you know, that's what was paying for my identity theft protection.
Mm-hmm.
And actually for my children as well, because as I said on the last show, I have my 10-year-old, my 11-year-old, and my 4-year-old grandson protected.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Their social security numbers are protected just because of this crime. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. There are people that get up in the morning and look, they drive through that crazy rush hour traffic and go to work to figure out how to tap into and steal identities,
mm-hmm.
believe it or not.
I believe it.
Well, I know it. You know. Hopefully our listeners know that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Callers, do you understand that that's what's going on? Are you protected?
Mm-hmm.
Are your children protected? Do your children have a social security number? Is that protected? And here's the deal is, it's not just a social security number. As you heard Leonette talk about, that the social security number is just one piece of it. Oh, wait, did you talk about that yet? You know me. Wait, did you talk about everything?
I did not talk about everything.
Oh, my goodness. You've got to talk about that part of it.
Let me talk about it.
You've got to tell them about that. Because we talked about the everything you've talked about relates to the social security number, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You've got to tell them.
Okay.
You've got to tell them.
So let me read this story.
Please tell them that.
Okay.
I'm sorry, listeners. You didn't hear this part. See, only I know that. My bad.
It's okay.
Tell them, please.
So this is a story that's very unsettling,
yes,
to say the least.
Yes.
And it all began with Andori Sachs, who's a mother of four, who was attending school for biomedical engineering degree. Okay. She received a call from the Salt Lake City Division of Child and Family Services.
This is a mother. Listen, mothers. Mm-hmm. Listen. Parents, listen.
Let me turn the volume up.
Listen, parents.
It seemed that someone answering Sachs' name and description had given birth to a premature baby girl who subsequently tested positive for methamphetamine. The mother had abruptly fled from the hospital, leaving the infant and a $10,000 bill behind.
Mm.
And DCFS wanted some answers.
Great. What's DCFS? Let me make sure people know what that is.
It is It's the Division of Child and Family Services. And this is for Salt Lake City.
No joke.
No, not a game.
DC Child and Family Services is all across the country, mm-hmm. in every city.
Yes.
Okay. Let's make sure that's clear.
But,
even though this is in...
Yes.
But they can be anywhere.
That's
my point.
They can be in D.C.
They are everywhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, of course, Sachs was not the mother of this child. Mm-hmm. The baby girl belonged to a woman named Dorothy Bell Moran, mm-hmm. who stolen Sachs's driver's license from her car 2 months before.
2 months before.
So DCFS, however, was preparing to submit paperwork to declare Sachs an unfit mother.
Wow.
And put her four kids into state custody. Sachs's 7-year-old daughter was also pulled out of school by DCFS agents and subjected to questioning. Eventually, the issue was cleared up, but Sachs's problems persisted. Her medical records had been changed to include Moran's health profile, including her blood type and other information. Sachs can't even view her own medical records to ensure the information has been changed back because the hospitals involved won't let her. Ironically, because it could compromise the identity that's these own rights to medical privacy. So she can't look at her information.
Her own information.
Because now they're saying it could compromise the person's identity. Yeah, but it's my identity.
But it's hers.
Right. So
that
said, this is especially scary.
Right.
Because I have a blood clotting disorder.
Mm.
If a doctor gave me the wrong blood type, it could be fatal.
Die.
So.
Listeners.
Identity theft. And this is why Monica wanted me to tell you this, because it's so important. It's not just about your bank account. It's
right.
not just about your credit card.
Exactly.
It's about your health and your family's welfare.
That's right.
So if
That's
you
right.
go into the home and someone has compromised your records.
Yes.
And you get the wrong blood type.
Yes.
You're going out of here.
You're out.
Or for this lady.
Yes.
They were trying to take her children away. So
think
can
about
you imagine
that.
Your child,
children
your
snatched from school.
Being questioned by someone they don't know.
For something they have no idea. No idea what's going on. Nothing you did. Just think about that. Your 7-year-old child. Like, what the heck is going on here?
And the state is looking to take them away.
From you.
And put them God knows where. And I'll
foster
say,
care.
The state can barely clean up your trash.
That's what
and
you say.
Fix your potholes. Do you want them responsible for the care and feeding of your children?
Say it again.
The state can barely get up your trash and fix your potholes, honey. Do you want them responsible for the care and feeding of your children?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
So it's bigger.
Callers, we want to hear from you.
We do. And the number here for our local listeners are 410-481-1010. And for our listeners out of area is 1-877-704-1010. Does anyone out there have an identity theft story? Can anyone relate to this? Does this scare anybody?
Wow.
Does this cause anyone that's driving a pause to stop and think, oh, my God.
Somebody taking your children because of identity theft. Think about that. Wow. Wow.
So, that's why you need to be protected. Capital N, capital E, capital E, capital D, exclamation point.
Need. Are you protected?
And on that note, I'm going to let you guys think about that, and we're going to go to commercial, and we'll be back with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.
Hey.
Have you been a victim of co-signing? You thought you had pristine credit and went to buy a vehicle to find out someone you co-signed for affected your credit score. Join Leonette and Monica, Partners in Shine, on the Leonette and Monica Morning Show every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. as we discuss how to protect your identity, your credit, your finances, your family, and your future. Or if you need to contact us immediately, call 1-866-610-9759. That's 1-866-610-9759. Or tweet us at hashtag Leonette Monica. That's hashtag LeonetteMonica. Or text LM Money to 76626. That's LM Money to 76626.
1010 WOLB Baltimore.
A Radio 1 station.
Hey! Oh! Hey!
Welcome back to
Leonette and Monica.
Mid-morning show.
Partners in Shine. Yes.
So, we just got finished talking about identity theft.
Woof.
And that is a topic that is near and dear to our hearts.
Ooh, yes. We got to protect you.
We do. We got to protect you guys. So we are actually going to go to our phone lines.
All right.
And we have Brian. Brian, are you on with us?
Yes.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey, Brian. Welcome.
Seems to me that y'all trying to sell something here.
We are. We're trying to sell the fact that everybody needs to be protected.
Well, DCFS don't make mistakes like that. What it seems to be to me is what you're saying is a blatant lie.
And how's that, Brian?
Because the system don't fail like that. If you want to sell something, sell it on your time, not on the radio time. Talk about something that makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
We appreciate your call.
So,
DCFS
doesn't make mistakes.
Woohoo! That's funny. The government doesn't make mistakes.
They don't make any mistakes.
Ooh, bless his heart.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for listening. I love listeners. I love
them. We love them.
So, back to what I was saying about our identity theft. So, I experienced identity theft, and you can imagine that having all those negative items on my credit report made my score plummet.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yes.
My score literally went from a 735 down to a 615. And my heart went down with it.
Of course, because you're paying more money.
Of course.
Paying more money. Yes. So, don't you know that having a sub-poor credit score limits your options and your freedom, Leonette?
I do know.
Yes. And do you like being told no for all the things that you want?
I did not like that.
Most people don't. And I understand. Yeah. Do you like throwing away your hard-earned money when you were in that 8x10 cubicle?
Let me tell you something. I think what the average person doesn't know is that when you have less than perfect credit, you literally pay between $300 to $400 more a month.
Exactly. Yes. And don't you need a 750 or above credit score?
I would think so.
That's right.
I feel like we need the highest credit score. Like,
well,
we
know 850 is the highest, and only 12 to 13% have an 800 or better score anyway.
How about that?
So, as we all say, don't you need the protection plan?
Absolutely.
Yes. That's right.
So I feel like on our first show, we kind of went over the credit myths and how people think.
We went over a few of them.
Yeah,
that's right.
Taking certain actions like paying your bills on time will get negative items off. But we found that that's not true. They were myths, right?
That's right.
So
we know for a fact we've been doing this 5 years now. So we do know. Proven and tested.
Absolutely. So we are actually going to go to the phone line.
Okay.
We have Tim on the line. Tim, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing?
Great. How are you this morning?
Hey, Tim.
I'm fine.
Welcome.
Good to talk to y'all. I got a call back last week from the first lady that evening.
Oh, yes. Hey, Tim. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. I'm good. I just want to make two comments. The caller that called just a minute ago, he's wrong. Federal government does make mistakes.
Well, thank you for saying it, Tim. Thank you for saying it.
Yeah, they do, because I'm a truck driver, and let me just clear something up. What happened to me was I own one truck, and when you own your own truck, you got to file for 2290, which is a highway usage tax. So when I went to go pay my taxes before I could get my tags in the state of Maryland, we got to get tags every year.
Uh-huh.
They put me down for having more than one truck. Yeah, so they sent me one of those love letters saying that I owe
love it.
Yeah, they sent one of those letters saying I owe $900, And I'm trying to figure out what's going on. So I gave them a call, and they said, well, you got more than one truck. I'm like, no, I don't. I only have one. I only had one since I've been in the system.
Mm-hmm.
So they tried. So they said, well, we gotta check this out. I was like, yeah, y'all do that. Because I know I paid my highway usage tax. I only got one truck. So 30 days later, they sent me a notice saying we're still investigating. Another 30 days went by. They said, okay, we found out you only got one truck. You know, you just pay your late fee, which was like $160. So they won't admit. The thing about the federal government, when they make mistakes, all right, they will not admit to it.
Right.
And just like if they owe you money, you know, they got to investigate before you get it. But if you owe them money, oh, they send you a letter saying, you know, we're going to levy your property and we're going to.
Absolutely.
So that's one portion. The other thing I want to say about credit is that I'm 51 years old and I filed bankruptcy maybe back in 1990. And I just want people to understand that bad credit don't stop you from living.
That's right. That's
and
right.
It doesn't stop you from buying the things that you want. Credit is set up and designed for us to actually fail, because really, you know, somebody checking your credit report, you're going through FICA, you're going through TransUnion, you're going through all these people, just because you think that if it's bad, that they can tell you anything, and then you can't get this house, you can't get that car. Truth of the matter is, people with bad credit go out and buy houses and buy cars. So it's all up, and I had bad credit. I went 10 years with it. Hmm. And you want to know something? After my 10 years, I still maintain buying a car. I still maintain keeping a roof over my head. But do you want to know something? After 10 years, when I went to go try to apply for credit, they told me, well, you don't have any credit established.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay, not a problem. Guess what? I went and purchased a car. Yeah. Brand new.
That's right.
All I needed was a co-signer. Once I had my mom co-sign for me, I paid off that whole car in five years. My credit came back brand new.
Perfect.
So I don't want people to think that just because you got bad credit, don't be scared of the credit bureau.
That's right.
Because they're designed to do that to you, is to put fear into you to make you think that you can't get anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Because there is, the dollar bill still exists. The $10 bill, the money still exists.
They say cash is king, but credit is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Before credit, there was cash.
Exactly.
And you got people out here that still accept cash.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Cash is still king.
Right. So, you know, you don't have to worry about a credit card not being able to pay it back on time. You don't have to worry about paying this bill back on time or anything, because money talks. And you know what else? That other BS walk.
I know. That's right, Tim.
That's right, Tim.
Thank you so much for calling in today.
And
we really appreciate
you listening to the show. Yes.
Oh, you're welcome.
Listening.
Y'all have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Keep listening. Keep calling in, sir. And we're going to get you that identity theft protection also.
We are.
We'll be calling you, sir. Okay?
So I just want to kind of piggyback on what Tim said, because the credit bureaus actually are there to keep you held down.
That's right.
So what a lot of people don't actually know is that, number one, the credit bureaus are international companies. None of them are on U.S. soil.
That's right.
If you have ever sent something to them, you will notice that it is a P.O. box.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
So you have these foreign companies that are responsible for your financial livelihood.
The three-digit score.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Number one. Number two, the reason why they literally keep these negative items on your credit report is because they are privately held companies and they are billion-dollar companies.
Not million, but billion.
Billion. And they literally make $35 for every negative item on your credit report.
That's right.
So that's why it behooves them to keep those things on. And certainly, just to circle onto what Tim said, yes, people will always take cash. However, your credit score and your credit file is so important, because in today's society, even to get a job, Yes. They will pull your credit.
That's right.
So, yes, certainly with less than perfect credit, you can still live.
That's right.
You can still get a place. You can still get a car. But
you're
it's more difficult.
Pay more.
Yes, literally between $300 to $400.
Your auto insurance?
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. So let's go. We have one more caller. Let's go to the phone lines. Keith, are you on with us?
Yes, how are you?
Great.
Hey, Keith,
good morning.
Welcome.
How
you're
are
fantastic.
You today?
Listen, I like to give some folks out there who has credit a little bit of education based on my experience with credit. And, two of the main things that I would like people to know is that when you have credit, let's just say credit card, when you have credit cards and you pay your bills on time every month, I mean every month, if those balances are high, even though you pay your credit on time and you have never missed a payment, your credit score goes down.
Absolutely.
And I've been trying to tell people this for years. Well, I pay my bills on time, blah, blah, blah. If you got a $5,000 credit card, you have to keep it below $2,500 in order for your credit score to stay good. Half of whatever the card is, it needs to be below. If it's $5,000, it needs to be $2,400 something. If it's $10,000, it needs to be $4,900. You can't keep high balances and pay your credit card on time all the time.
Exactly.
And here's another good one. If you have a high credit card, say you got an $8,000 credit card, you've been paying on it on time for 4 or 5 years, but you never could get the balance down. All of a sudden, you get a raise on your job, and you get a bonus. You decide to pay the credit card down to about $6,500. When you pay that down, that $8,000 down to $6,500, the credit card company will actually lower your buying down to whatever you owe on the card. And you'd be like, wait a minute, I had an $8,000 card, and I only have a $2,000-some-odd card that I just gave you Say you gave $6,000 and you only owe $2. They'll drop it all the way down to $2,000 limit. And they will tell you, well, it took you so long to pay your balance down. This is what we think you're credit worthy.
Mm-hmm.
So never, never take a large balance and you get a whole bunch of money and pay that card down as low as you can. Just take maybe $500 a month and keep paying it until you pay it down, or they will take your credit from you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great point.
Yeah, thank
Keith.
You, Keith.
Thank you so much for your call, sir. And that's a great point. It's funny that you said that. I was on the phone yesterday with Capital One. Oh, we're going to commercial, and we'll
circle back. So.
Yeah, we'll circle back to that.
And you'll be back with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have auto insurance? How about homeowners or renters insurance? Do you have these because they make you have it? Do you have your time and sweat equity insured? Do you have your finances insured? Well, we do. Join Leonette and Monica, Partners in Shine, on the Leonette and Monica Morning Show every Wednesday at 10 a.m., where we discuss how you can get protection that pays. Or contact us at 1-866-610-9759. Again, that's 1-866-610-9759. Or tweet us at hashtag Leonette Monica. That's hashtag LEONET MONICA, or text LM Money to 76626. That's LM Money at 76626.
1010 WOLB Baltimore,
a Radio 1 station. Station.
Monica Mid-Morning Show.
Partners in Shine.
And this portion of our show is being brought to you by the Divine Order Network. whose goal is to
put money back in your pocket.
That's a great thing. It's always good to put money back in your pocket. We're so accustomed to taking money out of our pocket, aren't we?
Somehow, some way.
Absolutely. So I just want to go back and address the last caller, because what Keith said was so important, because, you know, the credit card companies do play these little games.
Yes.
So can you tell us about your experience, Monica?
Oh, yes. Funny. I was on the phone yesterday with Capital One, and just for you listeners out there, we're about education, and Capital One is a great company if you're looking at building your credit, building positive trade lines. You can get a credit card with Capital One regardless of what your credit status is. They have cards for all different types of situations. So even if you start out with like a $300 credit limit, you get, they'll give you a credit card, and you, what you want to do though is whatever your credit limit is, and this is kind of what Keith was addressing, you never want to spend any more than 30% of your credit limit. So if you're getting a $300 credit, if your limit is $300, you never want to spend any more than $100. So really you want to never, You never want to charge any more than $75, because if they're going to add their interest rate or whatever that may be, leave room for that. So if it's $3,000, you're going to, you know, charge no more than $1,000, okay, which is no more than $700, mm-hmm. to leave room for the interest rate.
Right.
And I'm leaving room for error there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Keith mentioned $8,000. So we're talking, you know, $2,600 roughly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just throwing out, you know, some rough figures there. And because what Keith is saying is, if the credit card company is seeing that you run your limit up to, if you had $8,000 limit and now you got holiday check and you're coming and they see that you left, you know, you've left that limit at $8,000 for months on end, and now you're paying it down, and they drop your limit down because they see you can't handle that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely want to, you know, be mindful of the way that you manage credit, that you make it work for you, is whatever your credit limit is, that you want to always have it at 30% of whatever your credit limit is. What I find interesting is the Capital One lady, when I called yesterday, because I said, hey, you know, we've been teaching this for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Let me call and get a Capital One card. I just hadn't done it myself because
mm-hmm.
I stopped doing credit cards.
Right.
And I was, you know, I'm cashing and carrying, like,
cash is king.
Cash is king, mm-hmm. just like what Tim said.
Exactly.
So, you know, earlier this summer, I called and got a Capital One card and started, you know, myself, mm-hmm. what we've been teaching the college students to
right.
do to get some positive trade lines. So I called to make my first payment. And it was about, I'm like, wait, how do I do this? And I was telling a lady, and she said she didn't know that. And I said, you know, I want to make sure I don't go over 30% of what my limit is. And she said, you know, I didn't know that. I never heard that. And this is the lady that works for Capital One.
That's
I said, are you kidding me? You didn't know that? So, listeners, now you know.
Exactly.
If you're listening to this show, now you know. And the Capital One lady who, you know, I was calling really early on my payment. It's not due until December.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I wanted to make sure mm-hmm. that my payment was ready to, you know, because I'm not going to be late on that.
Because
I'm not going to get any fees or any
right.
of that, you know.
Right.
Now I'm on top of the game because I'm educated. I'm an educated
exactly.
consumer.
There you go.
And I want to make sure our listeners are on top of the game
exactly.
and educated. So we thank you for your call, Keith. We have another caller.
We do. And I just want to say that credit and credit cards are a tool
yes.
in your tool belt.
That's
so
the key
when you
right
need
there.
A hammer, you pull that out.
That's
when you
right.
need some screws, you pull that out. So it's the same thing with credit cards.
That's right.
It's a tool.
You know when to use it.
Absolutely.
That's
so,
right. When you know what you're doing, you
absolutely.
Use it.
So, Mike, are you with us?
Welcome, Mike.
Yes. Good morning, lady.
Good morning.
I am so glad you gave the listeners that advice about the 30%, because one of the things that the gentleman talked about with a $6,000 credit limit, first, I want to let everybody know that I'm debt-free, not to brag.
That's
but
right,
to
amen.
Let the listeners know how much peace of mind
mm-hmm.
that you have when you're debt-free.
That's so
mm-hmm.
true. So true.
Now, I'm a proponent of credit.
Yes.
You know, I have real estate investments that I've used credit cards to up to $50,000 limits each. But now they're down to zero.
That's right.
And so I'm telling people, don't carry those balances.
Exactly.
Another thing, refinance your houses, take 15-year mortgages, learn to live with less, pay off your debt, leave a legacy, leave some wealth behind.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, Mike. Woo!
Get out of whole life insurance. Get you
yes.
some term life insurance. Our people have been conditioned about
yes.
whole life because they aren't, you know, that money that you save on that whole life premium getting term.
Yes.
You can use that to invest.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's
if
right.
You pay off your mortgage before you retire. Insurance shouldn't be just the barriers. That's what
that's
those
right.
whole life policies are.
That's right.
But if you get a $500,000 term life insurance policy, you pay off your mortgage before
mm-hmm.
you retire. You don't need insurance to bury you.
That's right.
Preach.
You
that's
got right.
Equity, you
that's
got
right.
equity in your home.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to become money savvy. That's the problem. We
that's
argue
what we
about
do.
Politics. But see, we don't write checks to politicians, and we don't do it because we don't have money.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
We don't have disposable income. We buy everything that New York, Madison Avenue tells us to buy. We need to be smarter with our monies, people.
Absolutely.
Yes, we do.
Absolutely.
Yes, we do, Mike.
So get out of debt. Make that your goal for 2015. Get out of debt. It's
that's
not that
it.
Hard.
We can do it, and we have products and services for that. We can do that.
I've done it. And I don't want to brag, but I'm a self-made millionaire. And I did it through real estate.
That's right, Mike.
Opening up my own business from working hard, studying hard. We want to be entertained as opposed to education.
Mm-hmm.
I've been telling this audience that for 15 years on WOL.
Amen,
I'm
Mike.
I'm telling it because they ain't listening. But anyway, I'm not going to do that today. Ladies, I love your show.
Thank
Get
you.
Out of debt.
Keep listening, Mike.
People.
And Mike,
I will.
We'll
Thank
be in
you.
Touch, Mike.
We will.
We'll
Thank
be
you
in
so
touch,
much
Mike.
That.
I want to talk more to you, Mike, okay?
You got it.
All right. Amen, brother. Thanks for
Thank
calling.
So, Mike laid down the law.
He did. We appreciate him.
He put it down.
We appreciate
and
all our callers.
We do because it is so important.
It is. It's real. That's what we're talking about. That's exactly what we're talking about. And we have.
Well, no. Before, I want to just circle back because, you know, it is an amazing feeling to be debt-free.
Yes, it is.
You know, not to have a mortgage,
That's
not to have a car note, not to have, as the Bible says,
That's it.
You
That's
shouldn't
it.
Be a lender or borrower.
That's right.
Right. So,
yes.
Because when you're a borrower, the person that lends you money is now your master.
That's
and you're
right.
the slave.
Right.
And to what Mike was saying is, you know, we are slaves to the media that tells us we need to buy XYZ, that we need to look like XYZ, and
uh-huh.
we need to smell like XYZ.
Bring it, honey.
I'm just saying.
Me and Nat, bring it.
Look,
that's why you my partner.
Real talk
real
is,
talk.
Is that
real
we
talk.
Were made with everything that we needed.
That's right.
And as
he
opposed
gave it to us.
Exactly. As opposed to being in this entertainment society or trying to look like something that we're not, why can't we just be who we are and build, as Mike said, a legacy for ourselves and our family?
That's right.
Like, why do we die and the only thing that we leave behind is a bill? And you know what's so crazy? We haven't had an opportunity to go over the will, trust, power of attorney because we're going to save that for another show. But what I want to say is, you know, I'll talk to people. Do you have your will? Do you have your trust? Do you have your power of attorney? And they'll say, I don't have anything to leave.
Yeah.
Well, number one, that's a problem.
That is
okay?
a problem.
But number two, if you have a pair of shoes in your closet, if you have $5 in your checking account or 50 cents in your purse, you have something to leave and it should go to whoever you want it to
exactly.
go to.
Exactly. That's something. It's something.
And so we have to get
Why are you
out of this.
Discounting?
Exactly.
That's the thing.
We have to get
your
out of this.
Your time, your
thinking.
Sweat equity. Why are you discounting that?
Why?
You have something to leave. Why do you think not? You get up every day. You go through fight through that daggone traffic.
That we just
that
set
metro,
in.
That subway, whatever it is. You do that every single day, Monday through Friday. Some people Saturday, Sunday, whatever you doing, your work. Yeah.
And you discount
and
that.
And you're discounting that, saying you don't have anything to leave to your family, your children, your kids, your nephews if you didn't birth anything. You know what I mean?
I know exactly
anything,
what you mean.
Anybody. You got me?
Exactly.
It's like bananas.
So
come on, listeners.
Can we get
come
out
on.
Of that thinking? Can we? We're coming towards the end of 2014.
That's right.
Can we get out of the thinking that we don't have anything, this broke scarcity
you
mentality?
You have so much. You have so much. God gave you another day. He woke you up. He believes in you. You have so much. You know what? Leonette and Monica, partners in Shine, believe in you. That's why we're here. That's why we fight through the daggone rush hour traffic every Wednesday from 10 to 11. My gosh, we get up.
Exactly.
Because I'm going to tell you, that rush hour traffic
is not a game. It's not a game.
But we believe in you, listeners.
And we believe.
And we know.
We do. We believe and we know that it's worth it.
It is.
As we were coming in today, we were listening to Go Get Your Blessing.
That's
but
right.
But we were saying we need to go give a blessing.
Give a blessing.
Because
that's what
we know is education is power, knowledge is power, and our hope is that you guys put this knowledge into action.
Applying it. That's the bottom line. Applying it.
So I feel like
yes,
we have time. We don't have.
We have a caller on the line. Sorry, Carla.
Sorry,
we don't have time.
We don't have time to get.
But we will call you. Yes,
we will.
Thank you so much, listeners. It's been another
Monica,
yes.
It's been
awesome
a great show,
morning,
and we look forward to you guys again next Wednesday.
Yes,
10 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Yes, on the Leonette and Monica Partners in Shine
Mid Morning Show.
Mid Morning Show.
All right, see
Hear you
guys
next
later.
Week.
Bye.
Love you. Whoop!